I dragged him to his feet and shoved him a couple of steps up the stairs. He stopped, still hesitant. I shoved him again.
Damn it, Gettle. You want him to find out from somebody else?
That did it. Mumbling,
yeah,
he staggered ahead, semi-waving for me to follow. I did. And so we passed through much of the labyrinth that made up Weiss's lair. Gettle, weaving and stumbling and not quite running into things up ahead of me, led us down several faintly illuminated corridors and through several manned doorways. For the most part, I ignored the scum standing guard. Occasionally, when one looked too alarmed at my presence, I would wink or shrug or smile and gesture obscenely at Gettle's lack of coordination. That got me up several flights of stairs and through many ugly possibilities. Suddenly, Gettle stopped. He slumped down to the floor before a handful of steps jury-rigged to make easier the transition from one level to another that was, on second glance, a joint between plasteel bulkheads from two different ships. He held his head with both hands. He rocked forward on his buttocks, grimacing in pain. She, eyes, had really belted him. I stifled a smile and leaned forward to help him up. He glanced up at me in bewilderment.
"Who are you?"
he asked before recognition descended.
"You!"
he screeched in an uneven, harsh whisper before I clamped my right hand around his throat. I didn't waste time with threats. I simply lifted him to his feet from there, gripping down on his throat as much as I figured he could take. Once on his feet, I pressed the back of his head against the wall just beneath a lamp. His face looked green and scared. It had every reason to be.
"Weiss," I hissed meaningfully, flexing my fingers. "Weiss!"
He didn't even have to think about it. He gestured with one limp hand, and off we went again. I removed my fingers from his throat, but retained a firm grip on his left shoulder as we moved along. He knew what was what. The only hazard was a guard standing before the most impressive door we had passed so far. It was made out of something that was either wood or could pass for it. It was wide and squat and had a huge door latch. It was obviously the boss's place. The guard eased forward from just off the side and raised a huge right arm, in a gesture meant to slow us down for proper admittance procedure. I kicked him in the balls. We both stepped over him. Gettle worked the latch. I slammed him through the opening door and faced Weiss, standing up angrily on the far side of his messy office.
"You, crow!"
he shouted angrily and reached down for what I figured for the blazer. I ignored him. I found what passed for an easy chair in that dump and plopped down in it across from the desk. Gettle was doubled over on the floor, whimpering. I ignored him, too. Weiss came around from behind the desk, carrying the blazer. He stopped beside Gettle and glowered at the pair of us. He was mad.
"What's the idea, Crow? You still trying to show everybody how tough you are?"
He looked down at Gettle again and shook his head.
"I'm getting pretty sick of you,"
he added menacingly, tightening his grip on the blazer. I lit a cigarette. "Does Borglin know you're using his blazer to carve up locals?" I asked calmly.
"The blazer's mine," he retorted furiously. "What I do with it is my business. Get that straight."
He slammed the pistol from one hand to the other for emphasis, and then pointed the butt at me.
"And get this, too. You keep stomping around here playing big man with my men, and I'm going to show you just how lucky you were that first time."
There was a loud banging on the stairs outside, followed by five lackeys jamming themselves into the room. Gettle looked up at their approach and smiled sourly at me through bleeding lips. He stood up straight and joined them, while they took turns staring back and forth between Weiss and me and waiting for the order to sick 'em.